they're put together and they're a culmination of many different women's stories and experiences, some good, some bad, some statistics.
So with Vagina Monologues, just saying it is very taboo in itself, because saying the word vagina has been just so, I wouldn't say looked down upon, but it comes with a negative connotation when said out loud. But when you're doing the show, you're forced to kind of say and do things that you wouldn't normally do. And because of that, you are, you know, essentially getting out of your comfort zone. And if you have stage fright, that's one of the bigger parts of it, is just getting on the stage initially. So with that, it definitely also brings awareness to some women's issues that some people kind of ignore or kind of brush under the rug. So
if you love women, if you respect women, if you have a mother, a sister, a daughter, a wife, however you identify, you know, you cannot just rule out, you know, that women have to fix this problem themselves. There has to be a coming together.
Make sure people do feel comfortable when they come in for the audition, because I know it can be kind of a new experience if you've never had to get up in front of people and read. It might seem easy at first, but it's not. And so what I try to do is introduce myself, let people know, hey, I've done this before. It was really frightening at first, but I promise you, I got up there, you can do it, you know. So I definitely want people to feel empowered as a woman.
My first ever stage performance of any kind. I did 20 years in the military, so I'm used to talking in front of people in a certain way, but talking in front of people telling somebody else's story, you know, is profoundly different. So
especially being a woman of color, I've been trying to recruit more women as far as more diversity, because what I have seen is that it's so taboo within my community and the group of women that I know. So I try to also let them know by reclaiming that hey, just because you've never heard about it doesn't mean that it's not relevant. It doesn't mean you can't learn something new. So I'm always trying to help people that don't know.
Is that you can tell they're a little uncomfortable, because, you know, you're going to hear vagina, you're going to hear pussy, you're going to hear cunt. And these are not words that, unless you're using them in a negative, calling a woman something negative, or towards a man saying, oh, quit acting like a pussy, it's spun as negative. And that's not what we're doing. We're saying these are re-identifying it, that it's something positive. Each monologue, I think that there's somebody in the audience, man or woman, that can connect or feel something from one of them.